point of information.
Okay. Go ahead, Kathy. Can you get closer to the microphone on your phone, because
I'm doing my best. You ruled earlier that Sean couldn't speak about the details, and I feel very much put upon to be told that we have to rush into this decision, and we as board members are not in a position on a public call to discuss the specifics of why this is being brought to us. Now, Ricardo can come back and tell us, well, this and this and this happened, but we can't respond because it's an open call. And I don't want to be forced into this. If Ricardo can speak about it, then I think then Sean should have been allowed to speak about it.
Okay,
All I'm suggesting is that I hear you.
For Ricardo, please.
Pardon me, I can't hear you, Leslie. What are you saying?
I'd like a point of information from Ricardo, please.
Okay, go ahead.
Understanding the problems you outlined, Ricardo, would passing this now change any of the future of those two incidences? Would this make any change in the outcome of those two incidences that you cited?
Good question.
Can't unring
me. Ricardo, we can't hear you.
I'm sorry. No, it would not. It would not change those two incidences. My concern is with incidences that may happen in the future, tomorrow or next month, or that we may not be aware of. And all I'm saying is that you need to get LaVarne and Arlene working on resolving this as soon as possible. I understand Mia's motion as far as the audit is concerned, but at the very least, we should have an end date to this, perhaps at the end of February or by the middle of January. You come up with something to get your staff working on resolving this issue. That's my only concern. I don't mean to rush you. But I do think it's necessary to do something about it. Now,
okay.
Arlene is going to give you a recommendation. That's the best you can do.
Madam Chair?
Okay. Yes, Rico.
I think there's been one or two amendments already. In respect to what Ricardo just said, it does seem that a date might be what people are asking for, because it seems it's open-ended right now. Is it too late to amend it?
It is too late. We have two we have a motion, and we have two substitute motions. We can bring up a motion after this main motion with the two substitutes attached to it is resolved. We can come up with a date if you wish. Is a new entirely
exactly new. Exactly.
So let's take a roll call vote on Nia's substitute motion, which is to postpone consideration of the motion regarding recommendations to have the national office take over the bank accounts of the stations and. So that funds are deposited.
February,
I don't want to reiterate the motion.
Can we have the exact wording, please?
Okay. Arlene, can you read the motion exactly that we're seeking to postpone consideration of?
Well, we're voting on Nia's motion now, are we?
I know that.
You want me to read the my recommendation? Is that
yes.
What you want, Grace?
Yes.
Okay. The Pacifica Foundation Revenue Control and Accountability Pacifica National Board Proposal. All station and other revenue, including restricted lockbox, PayPal, unrestricted support, capital, and other sources, shall be deposited in the National Office Bank account. By the first day of the month, National will transfer the monthly budget allocation for each of the five stations and the archives into their operating account. The National Office will make arrangements with each station and the archives to establish a contingency fund to handle unexpected expenses.
May we please have the wording of Nia's substitute, which is voted on first?
Okay, very good. Richard, do you have Nia's substitute motion wording? Richard?
No, I don't.
Okay, Nia, do you have it?
Point of information.
Okay, Sean, please, let me have Nia read her substitute motion first. Nia?
I didn't write it up, but it's basically moved to postpone until after we receive no management letter. Recommendation. For accountability and profit, I guess we could say.
Okay. So let's take a roll call.
No, point of order. Yes. I'd like people to hear what the other alternatives are.
Okay.
What's being modified is Leslie's substitute to put it off till a meeting in February, and my motion was to put it off until the next meeting, which will in fact be next week.
Good. Okay, so we're going to now vote on Nia's substitute motion to postpone this until we've received the auditor's report and until specific recommendations are made. So now, Richard, please take a roll call vote.
Okay, this is a vote on Nia's substitute after the audit is complete. Sherry Gindelman.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Rebecca Turner. Andrea?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez?
No.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
No.
George Ryder?
No.
Sandra Rowland?
No.
I'm sorry, Sandra, you cut out.
No.
Thank you. Wendy Shrell.
No.
Susan Young.
No.
Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden. Carolyn. Can't hear you, Carolyn. Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes, it makes good business sense to do it.
A.C. Bird? A.C.? Can't hear you. Was that King?
No.
Billy Ray Edwards?
No.
David Beaton?
No.
Bill Wangaza?
No.
Nobody passed, okay. 7-4. 12 against.
Okay. That substitute fails. Now we're at Leslie's substitute motion. Leslie, can you read your substitute motion? Leslie?
Yeah, as soon as I get off mute, yes.
Okay.
I move that we postpone until the next public meeting in February in order that we may consult with our LSBs as well as our general managers and the rest of the paid staff involved.
Okay. Richard, why don't we take a roll call vote on that?
Leslie, send me the wording on that, please. Okay, sure. This is for Leslie's motion to postpone till February meeting. Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
No.
George Ryder?
No.
Sandra Rowland?
No.
Wendy Shrell? Wendy?
Oh, sorry, I'm mixing up my mutes. No.
No? Okay.
No.
Susan Young?
No.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton? Can't hear you, Carolyn. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Was that Carolyn?
That's Kathy.
That was Kathy. Okay. Jamie Ross?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Luzette King?
No.
Willie Ray Edwards?
Mr. President.
No.
David Beaton?
No.
Pia Wangaza?
No.
Sherry Gindelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
No.
Yes.
Okay, that's 8-4. Twelve against.
Okay. The motion fails. Now we're at George's main motion to postpone consideration of this motion until Friday at a continuation of this meeting, this Friday the 15th. Why don't you take a roll call vote on that?
It was until Friday 15th? I thought it was D.C. meeting.
No. We'll have a continuation meeting of this meeting this coming Friday, January 15th.
Maybe there's no objection.
Yeah, there isn't.
Believe me, there will be an objection, Wendy. I'm an optimist, but I'm not that optimistic. Why don't we just go to a roll call vote?
Could he read the motion again?
George.
The motion is to postpone until the next meeting, which will be Friday. And this will be the item we'll begin with at the next meeting.
Can I offer a friendly amendment?
George, what's the parliamentary procedure on that?
Actually, we're out of time.
I think we're out of time.
Yeah, we're at it. We just have to vote on this motion, Rico.
Okay.
If it were not for that, you could, in fact, when others have disposed of, you could make more amendments.
Okay.
Okay, this is a vote. This is a vote on the original motion postponed. Sean O'Brien?
I vote yes on George's motion.
Okay. Leslie Radford?
I don't know. I think the Western girls want to go the other way.
Leslie Radford?
I can hear you.
I'm going to pass. I'm thinking.
Okay.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rollin?
No.
Wendy Shrell?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Carolyn Burton? Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Nope.
A.C. Bird? Can't hear you, A.C.
A.C. No.
Okay. Luzette King?
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards?
Yes.
David Beaton? Can't hear you, David.
Abstain.
Pia Wangaza?
Let me make George's motion?
Yes.
Yes.
This is for George's motion. Thank you. Sherry Gindelman?
Pass.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Abstain.
Leslie Radford pass?
No.
And then Sherry Gittleman pass?
Abstain.
It's like five against and three abstentions.
Okay, thank you, Richard. The motion passes. Obviously, we've decided that we're going to have a continuation meeting.
Point of information.
Can I finish my sentence, please, Susan? We're going to have a continuation of this open session this coming Friday, the 15th of January. And we will take this up as the first item, a substantial item at that time. And Susan, what is your point of information?
Yeah, my point of information is, would that agenda permit us to deal with budgets as well? And if not, can we discuss when a meeting could be scheduled to adopt the remainder of the budget?
What do you suggest, Susan?
Well, my first question was, does this agenda permit budget adoption?
I have a motion.
Well, let me answer, Wendy. It has an item, Finance Committee item, on it. The agenda does. So, yes, budgets can be approved under the Finance Committee item on the
move
agenda.
Move to add removal of remaining budgets at the next Friday meeting?
Is that a question?
That's a question. We hope so.
Could I answer that, please?
Yes, go ahead, Jamie.
Yes, Wendy's questions. Are all the budgets going to be available at the next meeting? We have a NFC meeting scheduled Thursday where we hope to get a national office budget. We've been promised it. And we also hope to get a WPFW budget with the correct actuals in it. I have to say, as regards the previous issue, we have not yet seen a WPFW budget for FY 2010 that has what look like correct FY 09 actuals for comparison.
You know, and it's been in effect for 3 months.
I don't understand, you know. So I hope that gets if we can deal with those Thursday, we can definitely bring them on Friday. I sure hope that we can, because I myself am completely sick and tired of not having these budgets done.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Wendy, on
Madam
the staff,
Chair.
Please.
Okay, wait a second. There's no motion. We're just we're coming to the end of this meeting. I
Madam
hope
Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Rico.
Yeah, I'm just, I know we're ending the meeting, but I don't want to show up Friday, and nothing's been done as far as getting in contact with the GM to see how this reflects their way of doing business. And I would like to put a motion that before that meeting, that the ED contacts each of the GMs and find out how this might affect their doing business, the ramifications of the motion that we're proposing to pass.
Okay. I think we could, if we don't have any discussion on that, we can see if there's any, would there be a second to that?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to encouraging dialogue, asking the GMs for their input? Hearing none, we'll try and get that done before Friday.
Wendy, please.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. The next thing is,
Grace?
Yes, Grace. Go ahead, Wendy.
I would also like to add that we'll be approving the remaining national budget or the remaining budget at next Friday's meeting.
You know, if possible.
I don't see anything more important. I'd like to add it to the agenda. Obviously, if we don't get to it,
Wendy, it's obviously already on the agenda. Okay?
I'm having a problem with your hostility towards me tonight, Grace.
It's not hostility, Wendy. I already just answered the question.
It didn't seem that that's
Susan.
Why I've just kind
Susan
of...
Susan was the one that brought that up.
If I'm wrong...
Susan, I just answered the question when Susan brought it up. And I said, yes, it's on the agenda already. There's a Finance Committee agenda item under committee reports, and that's where all the budgets are taken up routinely. So it is already on the agenda, Wendy.
Okay, I'm going to be expecting to approve agendas at the next meeting. Thanks.
You mean the budget?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the budget. Thank you.
Okay. So now, before we end this meeting, I'd like to, first of all, request that the in-person January meeting be noticed on and prominently displayed on the Pacifica.org and on all the station websites, including any details we have for that in-person meeting. What are the exact dates? Friday the 29th of January, is that it? Is that
yes.
When it starts?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, and then the next thing is, do we know the venue? Is anyone from WPFW, the meeting is going to be in Washington, D.C., does anyone know the venue?
There we go.
Yes, the historic, where we were at the last time, the historic building, is it?
The National
Historical Society.
Right.
No, that's
okay. Since Richard is having trouble with his computer, Wendy, can you take on the task of ensuring that those postings are done of the in-person meeting, including the correct information for the venue?
Yes, of course.
We need to properly notice this. It's important that this gets posted. The next thing is, I would like to request that people from our five stations on the coordinating committee gather the names and contact information for newly elected PNB directors so that they can be sent to the national office. I'd be willing to be the repository for all that information, and I'll send it to the proper people at the national office so that each one of those new directors can make their travel arrangements as soon as possible to get the lowest fares.
Grace?
Yes.
So rather than take the time for the coordinating committee motion, I would like to just ask that people from each station, you're going to have a meeting. I guess the LA already did theirs, but everybody else that's about to have a delegates meeting, just inform your chair that we're going to be asking them to send around a sign-up sheet of some kind so that each station is collecting the name, phone numbers, address, and email address of each member on all of your delegates, your LSB meetings, so that the Pacifica can have it. It was a formal motion, but we don't have time for it now. So this is the best way to do it. It's just y'all to collect it at your meeting in January and then send it to the PNB secretary.
Okay, Wendy, what I'm trying to say is this. Richard is having major computer problems. And I noticed at our meeting yesterday that our new chair did not necessarily gather all the information that was in that motion. So I'm as a fallback, I'm requesting that one PNB director from this board be responsible for gathering the names and addresses and other contact information from the newly elected directors from each signal area.
I'd volunteer for it to be me.
To do for KPFT?
No, if you want to make me that member, I'll do it.
For all the stations?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that would be wonderful because the sooner we can get the
I need your help,
flight
you guys.
Done.
Help me get your contact info from all your people.
Yeah, we'll help you, Wendy.
I just want to make sure that the directors from each station try to do all they can to take responsibility for that.
This is easy. We can do this.
Yeah,
okay, good.
Okay.
Point of information, I know that we've got to make travel arrangements soon. Are we going to go through Ms. Wendy?
Pardon me?
Same person. I'll send you guys all that. I'll do that too.
Thank you, Wendy. I appreciate that.
Okay, right. That would be wonderful. Because, you know, we can save hundreds of dollars by booking air flights as soon as possible.
I want you guys to do it tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Very good. So,
what time will the meeting start on Friday? Because, are we supposed to fly in Thursday night? I just want to know so we're booking.
Okay. Just a little report. As the chair of the coordinating committee?
Yeah, go ahead.
Look, this This and this is considered the annual meeting, the January meeting. Yes, indeed, we would like the all members of the PNB to come in on Thursday night so that they can start early Friday morning and get some orientation and then start the public meeting, you know, at 6 p.m. that night. But this Friday afternoon is the time when you can do stuff that just to get oriented to the PNB. So, yeah, we would like you to fly in on Thursday night. I'm going to send everybody information as to that effect.
And that's the 28th. You want us to fly in on the...
Correct. Thursday,
Carolyn,
the 28th.
Yeah, and make a point. Amtrak is doing the same thing the airlines are, raising prices the closer you get to the date of departure.
Yeah.
So if you're coming in by train, don't use... And...
When you hear that, somebody's leaning on their phone.
Somebody being rude. And the buses are much cheaper. If you have to come in by Amtrak, book it now because it gets much
more. That's correct. We've learned that actually if you're going from New York to D.C., it's way cheaper if you do the bus. But if you can't do the bus, then or if you want to do the train, then you need to book the train now.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, I'll send you guys all that stuff by tomorrow morning.
Okay, thank you.
Even though we don't know who you are yet.
Thank you very much for taking on this
no
chore,
problem.
Wendy. It's very important that we try to be as frugal as we can.
Well, it is. If you get past a certain point, then Pacifica is going to ask you to pay the difference. So please, everybody, get
send out that link in the information.
Right.
Okay, and all of us members of the outgoing 2009 board and continuing members, let's shepherd this through, especially with the newly elected directors, so that all the information, if you want, I can be a conduit to get the information to the national office to make sure the travel agent has the information, maybe we should just decide that if we're going to send it to Wendy or to me. I'm going to
both
be a conduit.
Okay, thank you.
I don't mind doing it. I'm real excited to be on my way out. I can go out with a bang if you want.
All right. So send all the information to Wendy, and she will get it to the national office.
Wendy at radio4houston.org. Got it. Okay. Thank
you. That's
y'all.
Pretty small bang there, Wendy.
We love you, Wendy.
I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting till we continue it. This Friday, do we want to have the open meeting first or the closed meeting first?
Oh, closed.
I think open meeting. I don't know.
Private.
All right, we'll have the open meeting first then at 5:30 p.m. January 15th, which is this coming Friday.
8:30, and Richard will put it on the calendar, right, Richard?
Yes.
Thank you. And happy birthday,
can you
Sean.
Do it?
My birthday's on the
15th,
guys.
Very good. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Happy birthday, Sean.